This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from New York City, it's Avaya Evolutions and the Avaya Podcast Network with Mark Fletcher. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, talking about Avaya Evolutions in New York City. And we have on the line with us right now, Vice President of Marketing for the Americas and a good corporate humble servant, Roberto Ricosa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Fletch, how are you? Great to talk to you, the audience, out of this great and exciting vehicle.
So Evolutions in New York is going to be a humongous event. We're really, really excited about it. Where have we done Evolutions around the world so far?
Excellent. So let me tell you a little bit about what Evolutions is. So Evolutions is a one-day activity that we're inviting our different customers and prospects to basically participate in this experience that allows them to actually participate in this. Think about a one-day activity in which they're going to be able to experience a lot of the different solutions that we have within Avaya, as well as our different sponsors and partners. Basically, think about the morning session starts with a general session in which Avaya is going to talk about where are we going, what the key solutions that we're offering to the market. And then we have a key industry analyst that basically talks about where is the industry going. And then we break out for different sessions in which customers implemented their solutions with Avaya. And then throughout the day, we have a trade show style in which our different sponsors and partners demonstrate their solutions live. And of course, there's going to be the Avaya booth where the attendees can see our solutions as well. And then to wrap it up, we have a keynote speaker that at the end of the session, basically kind of walks the audience through different cases. In this particular scenario, we're having Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, that is going to be talking about innovation. So again, it's a full day of excitement that basically customers are going to be able to see this the solution sets. We have hosted Avaya Evolutions in multiple cities throughout the Americas already. We started this a couple of years ago in Mexico, and then we have been able to export that into multiple areas internationally, all the way from Bogota in Colombia, Sao Paulo in Brazil, Argentina. We took it to Toronto, and we're very, very excited about the fact that this is the first time we're bringing it to the U.S., and that we've had already in Chicago, in San Francisco, in Dallas, and again, to close the tour, we're going to be having it now in New York, April 9th.
About how many people have we touched in the U.S. with this event?
In the U.S., I would say that, again, first of all, it's again, as I mentioned, this is a great international show that we have been able to reach thousands and thousands of customers internationally. Specifically in the U.S., we're reaching around 2,500 people who woke up that morning and decided to attend a one-day session with Avaya to learn about how can they utilize our solutions into bringing it into their businesses to make them more successful. So it's around 2,500 people that we have touched already so far.
Oh, that's fantastic. So there will be a small trade show section of the event, as you said, but really this is not a trade show. This is more of an educational platform, right?
Absolutely. And you touched on a great point. Avaya Evolutions is not a trade show per se. Like you mentioned, it does include a trade show component of it where the customers and attendees are going to be able to see the different solutions brought to life through face-to-face and live demonstrations of our products and our solutions, as well as our key solutions from our developer partners and our different resellers, our community. But in reality, it has multiple breakout sessions all the way from the general session that, as I mentioned, has industry analysts speaking, as well as different breakouts where customers can actually listen to other customers as well about how they have implemented their solutions. So in reality, it's a learning experience in which they can actually gather a lot of information and really apply it to their day-to-day businesses going forward. So very, very exciting.
Now, one thing that's also, I think, a little bit different, you know, if you've been around the industry, you might have been someplace where Steve Wozniak, the Woz, is maybe given a presentation, but he's really not giving a closing presentation here. It's more of a fireside chat, and it's going to be driven not by predefined content, but more by the audience, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that we do is throughout the day, we actually turn the entire audience into live reporters through social media vehicles. So we have our hashtag utilizing a Twitter. We actually ask asking the audience to tweet during the event. Actually, previously before the event, they can actually start tweeting right now utilizing the hashtag Avaya Evolutions, and they can start tweeting right now as we speak. And then the intent is that during the event, we actually have a couple of contests that we call tweets and seats. What we do is we basically ask the audience to tweet during the event, how they're doing, how are they feeling, what's going on during the event, and we actually turn that into an activity that provides dollar for different charities. And the most important thing, as you were mentioning there, is we utilize that also as the opportunity for the audience to start ask to the WAS, so that in reality, during the WAS fireside chat, the audience is going to be driving what the WAS talks about. So the questions are going to be asked live to him up on the stage, funneled through the different vehicles that we have. So it's going to be great interaction with the WAS.
That's really interesting. Now, you mentioned one thing, that we're going to donate $1 to charities for specific tweets. So what charities are we supporting for the New York City of Avaya Evolutions?
So the program that I was mentioning is called Tweets and Seats. And basically what we do is for every tweet that we generate utilizing the Avaya Evolutions hashtag, we're going to be donating $1 for every tweet that has that hashtag, as well as for every seat. So basically for every attendee that goes there. So we donate another $1 for that. We have already donated more than $10,000 into the multiple charities that we've had in the previous U.S. Evolutions. Again, as I mentioned, in San Francisco, in Dallas, and in Chicago. And we've had donated to the American Heart Association, to the Ronald McDonald House of Charities, the Smile Train, and we're very excited because in the one in New York, we're going to be doing a donation to Habitat for Humanity. So again, looking forward to great contributions from all the attendees and all the audience that, again, might be following us either face-to-face during the event or even remotely.
Fantastic. So you can catch the event, register for the event at www.avaya-evolutions.com/New York. You can follow on Twitter on hashtag Avaya Evolutions. We'll be at the show podcasting. Our hashtag is hashtag APN Podcast, and lots of great information. We've been talking to Vice President of Marketing for the Americas, Roberto Rocosa. Thanks very much for joining us on this edition of the APN Podcast.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you guys there.
You've been listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at hashtag APN Podcast. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.